Michael, we pray that our situation will not remain the same. Right. We shall see how we shall step in. Hallelujah. Oh, we prophesy to our soul to hear the word of the Lord and to receive rest to come to our side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's go on to Zion. Let's go on to Zion. Let's go on to Zion, the city of our God.
Thank you, because the King is up in Zion. Hallelujah. I will thank you for the oil and wine in Zion. Lord, we will thank you because this city is not garnished and empty. For you said, by wisdom you will stock it up with oil and wine, with storehouses. We say, Lord, that the oxen, by reason of the strength of the oxen, that there shall be much increase within our soul. For I say, we should store up, lay up your word in our hearts, store it up, hide it. My God, I will bring all the vessels. We'll open up all the rooms. My God, we ask for a cleansing and then a stirring up. Stir up oil and wine in all the realms of our being. Oil and wine in Zion. Hallelujah. Therefore, we shall go up to the heights of Zion. Hallelujah. for the goodness of the Lord. For the corn, for the oil, for the fat, for the restoration, for the jubilee. Lord, we thank you today because of the sweet wine of Zion that you are serving to us. We ask, O God, that you grant us the ability and the capacity to receive. For you told the man, rise and eat, for the journey is long. Lord, we receive grace to stop. Lord, we have strength to walk even in the night, to run against this wild beast, this fierce men, fierce horses, these wild goats, this satyr, these doleful creatures, these things that walk in Zion, that walk in Babylon. Help us, O Lord, to rise up today, to cast off, to clear the highway. Hallelujah. By the glory of the Lord, my coming. Let there be a mighty rushing in of your glory, of this river that brings life and healing with it. So let it touch every part of God. We bring every desert place within our soul. We bring the waste places. We say, Lord, let this river touch it, O God. Let it touch it. And let there be life. Let there be healing. Let there be restoration. Let there be strength. Let there be a recovery of all. Recovery of tenderness, of intimacy. Recovery of the altar, personally and in the home. Restore the altar. Restore the high place. Restore the incense. Restore the ministry of the priest. The authority of the priest. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, Almighty God. Yahweh, we magnify you. We glorify your holy name. Yahweh of Judah, we bless you. We open our hearts that we might receive that which you have for us. Thank you for the strength to come in. Thank you for the strength to rejoice. Thank you for the liberty and the freedom. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. There is oil and wine in Zion. I don't know if my wife was spying my notes. Yes, I was debating in my heart. Because today is the day of Zion. So I don't know whether she was spying it or it was by the Spirit. I don't know which one. But however it is, we thank God. Because today is the sweet wine day. There's going to be, I suspect, a lot of sweet wine in Zion. Amen. I'm really grateful to God for the strength for all of us to push through last month and now, even now, to come to the, well, you would say maybe the temporary end or the end, however it is, but to come to this point. We'll be looking at Christ and our inheritance in Christ. It has enabled us to dig up the foundations again. You know, some of them have been stopped by the Philistines, and I believe we have been able to recover them. Amen. He said that Jacob, is it Jacob or Isaac? I think Isaac. That he dug again the wells that his father had dug. And he called them by the names. Hallelujah. So I believe there's been a recovery. For me, there's been a lot of recovery. Amen. You know, so today we're looking at the last part of this seven part inheritance. Today we're looking at the dwelling places and the fellowship of the soul. The dwelling places of the soul and the fellowship. And of course, I'm sure you will guess immediately that we'll be talking about the cities of refuge or the house of refuge, and it will be talking about Zion, and we'll be talking about Babylon, coming out of Babylon, going up to Zion. Amen. So there are just five portions that I have broken it into. Just for our own understanding, you know, for those who are taking notes. Amen. We started with our inheritance as priests, and then we talked about our inheritance as the bride of Christ, and then as sons of God. That was last month, and then this month on Friday we began with speaking of our, you know, our calling to be the habitation of God. And then we talked about the nourishment and energy and the life, you know, of the soul. And yesterday we were looking at the ministry of darkness and light, which must necessarily be what the soul will bring forth. And then today we are in the last bus stop. We are looking at, you know, the soul is a dwelling place that you might dwell in a realm. Amen. So we are a dwelling place, but we have to dwell somewhere. So we are looking at the dwelling places of the soul, and then the fellowship of the soul. So we are going to start from the first part. We are looking at the cities of refuge in God. The cities of refuge in God. Let's start from the beginning, and then we can run through Genesis chapter 2. Tells us about the first city of refuge God built. Who can tell us that first city that God built? The first city of refuge that God built. What's the name?
Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden. Fantastic. Amen. He didn't call it that, but that is what it was. It was the city of refuge that God built, and he put our brother there, our brethren there. So what we're trying to establish, remember, we're looking at the foundation, and we're trying to establish so that we will understand how to operate in the city of refuge. And this operation is not just for the soul, it's also for the body and also for the spirit, because, you know, the three realms of man must dwell somewhere. So we are dwelling in naturally in this land of Nigeria, but we're in Zion. And being that our soul dwells in the spiritual realm, automatically wherever we dwell in naturally becomes a city of refuge by application. So Genesis 2:8, you know, brings it out. So, because there are certain principles that we need to pick up. Genesis 2:8 says, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant for Adam." You understand? So Adam was not alone. So God put him somewhere, and then God now began to create an environment for Adam to fellowship with, to relate with. Amen. So God didn't just keep him there and leave him, but he put him in Eden, and then he began to create an environment for Adam to interact with. You know, so it was pleasant to the sight. And what else? Good for food. Amen. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and of good and evil. And then it wasn't just a dry. What happened? There was also a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And you know, for me, this is one of the things I really pray and ask God, that my soul needs to be convinced of, that in God there is no dryness. So I don't need to go out to seek any nourishment, any washing, anything, because in God has, you can see, God put him there, he planted the tree, and you know, they were pleasant to him, there was food there, there was water there. So all that we need, brethren, all that I need is where? Say, all my springs are in thee. You know, it's a hard saying, because my soul doesn't believe it. You know, I'm still not convinced. But I pray that at the end of this meeting, that there will be something, that will be a big blow to that deception and within my soul, that I will be convinced that all my strengths are in thee. So a river went out to water the garden, and then even went into four ways, you can imagine, to deal with the different realms of the soul. You know, so there is enough in God to deal with my mind. There's enough for my emotion. There's enough for my design. And there's enough for the will. Brethren, this is the new working formula in Zion. That all our strengths, everything we need, is in Zion. Is in this city of refuge. Fantastic place. And then he goes on and mentions the names of the city. So that's the first. The first planting. Now look at look at verse 18. Shows 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. You see, all these things is God that is generating all this. God, man, the man hasn't done anything. It's God that is generating all this concern, all this. You know? So the scripture says, I know the thoughts that I think about you. You know? So we need to know that God is thinking about us all the time. There's a plan. He has a plan. Anyway, even though in our lifestyle, we have this feeling that we are the one, we have to generate it ourselves, we have to do it ourselves. But you can see, you know, the Lord God says it's not good. And he says what? I will make him a helper. So what was he speaking of? He was speaking about fellowship. So God went to create fellowship. And you know, this applies to every one of us. Well, I would say more to our young people. If you were looking for a wife, where would you find it? In the Garden of Eden. I thought I would hear a big amen. If you want a wife, you find it in the Garden of Eden. Amen. You're looking for a husband, where would you find it? We are looking for a job. Where will you find it? Everything we need is where? In the garden. In that city of refuge. The devil has a working hand to draw us out, all of us, both adults and of course more of the young people. You know, the thinking is, well, let me just come to church. That includes small ones, people like Hebsey, and you know, Chigiel at that level. Because sometimes I see that you come to church, they sleep. Church is sleeping time. And we, the parents, sometimes we just leave them. Church cannot be sleeping time. Even when they come up here, they just come and sit down and they're watching television. Let's watch, they are singing. Don't you see that? I see that. And I say, they're watching television when they come up here and they sit down. Yeah. Because that, the thinking is that, let's just do this thing and go, then we're going to have fun outside. The building that is oil and wine. Even for the little ones. You know, so we the parents, we need to teach, you know, and help the young ones to realign. But you say, how can you teach you when you yourself are not realigned? Is it possible? Is it possible? So me, I have to realize first that there is oil and wine. And show life. Before my son can look at you and say, ah, that day is finding something good. Though. So maybe I'll do the following too. I'll be kicking like him. And you say, you know, lose, lose. Amen. Amen. So we need a whole change of our orientation. There's something that Brother Poole says, I like. He says, we need to decide to give ourselves to God. You know, he used that phrase and he blesses me. You know, every one of us must come to a point where we have decided to give ourselves to God. Every part of me, I say, God, I give myself to you. Amen. You know, so I don't know if you have come to that point where you are convinced. He said, all my strengths are in you, O Lord. I'm not going anywhere else. Amen. If that is something that we need to come to, every one of us. The children, you need to decide for yourself. God, yes, you are following that your mommy are coming, but you need to come to a point. He says, for this God is my God, it shall be my God until the very end. That is, you know, it's something that we need to realize, and that's what we are looking at today. Zion, the fullness of it. That's everything that we want. You know? He says, out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. What did he do? He brought them to Adam. Look at the ministry. He brought them to Adam. You know? He was serving. He brought him to Adam. I saw, yeah. He didn't, is it that God didn't know the name to call them? He brought them, I saw, yeah. Please. Have a good time. You know? Enjoy yourself. Anything you call them is their name. Amen. Amen. Can you do that? God, you know, so they give us the impression like everything is done, done. But God gives you excitement, brethren. There are some things in our life that is, you know, God is an adventure. God wants you to get involved in it. And you know, you say, look, get involved in this. You know? Start a business. Build a house. Do something. He gives you a project. It may even be an appointment in the hospital. Yes? Maybe the wife might be ill or something. And you just find yourself quiet. Like the time when they gave me an appointment in the hospital. They kind of locked me down. There was an appointment. I finished the book of Deuteronomy lying down. Yes, I was reading and I enjoyed it. Yes. No, it's not that it must happen, but sometimes God can just give you an appointment. Amen. And so whatever it is, whatever phase it is that you are going through, verse 19 can help. He brought it to him and said, look, oh yeah, go on, name them. Anyway, I said, whatsoever Adam called them, that was the name thereof. What a freedom. Somebody says, oh, in God there is no freedom. Who told you? Look at Adam was enjoying himself. Because anything you call them, just so he will think about it. Say, this one is lion. This one is what? Chimpanzee. You know, it was having a great day. Can you imagine that? You know, you have the whole, everybody, all the animals are before you. Anyone you just want, that is their nature. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can you breathe it? You know, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. He took his rib, closed up the flesh thereof. Go up, baby. Go up. And of course, out of the rib, you know, he formed the woman. What did he do again? He brought it to man. What a ministry. Amen. I sit down. And the man now say, ah, this is one of my bones, and all that and all that. So this is speaking about fellowship. You know, that as God brings us into the house, He gives us fellowship. He gives us friends. He gives us brethren. You know, He gives us companionship. You know, that so our strongest time should be in the house. You know, because everything that we need is right there in the house. Praise the Lord. So that gives us a very foundation, a background of you know what a dwelling place should be, a dwelling place of the soul. Okay, I've gone further, but we need to move on. So let's go to the second example of the cities of refuge in God. Let's start from Numbers 35. Numbers 35, verse 5. Okay, and it says, and you shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and also on the south side 2, and on the west 2, and on the north 2. And the city, it was talking about the city of the Levites. When they began to share and allot the cities to the people after they had conquered them, he said, look, you will keep a special place for the Levites. So you can see again, God made a provision for the Levites. You know, they didn't have to go and start struggling on themselves to find a place or even go and fight. He said, no fight for you. When your brethren have gotten, they will make a provision for you. You know, say, this shall be to them the suburbs of the cities. And verse 6, and among the cities which you shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which are appointed for the manslayer, that he may flee to thither, and to them shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Them shall you give with their suburbs. So among all the cities that the people got, God made the provision, says you will take 6 of them and they will be special for the Levites, and then they will not just do that, they will also be a place of refuge, cities of a place where there can be protection. Now if you, I didn't quite touch it, but the same principle you will see in Genesis. Alright, it says God put the man there to do what? To tend it. Alright, to guard it actually. Now to guard it means that there was going to be an aggression, there was going to be something that will come against him, and he did. Okay, did the devil come against Adam? He did. He came against that city of refuge. So that is the principle, that it's not saying that in the city of refuge there will not be an attack, there will not be an aggression. Alright, so there is, God made a provision, and that is what we are seeing here for the manslayer. You know, for this is somebody who is coming to avenge for something that has happened. We will see it more when we go to the next scripture, Deuteronomy 19. Deuteronomy 19. Okay, so in Deuteronomy 19, we will see the principles of body, ministry, and fellowship. Every believer that comes into God, just like Adam, God brings him into a city of refuge, and there are principles. We will also see that there is no such thing as a one-man arrangement. You know, there is no, you don't see any of such. Let's read that, we will see. When the Lord thy God had cut off the nations whose land the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess. And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorant, whom he hated not in time past. Go. And when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the head, health, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he died. Then is that the end of cutting wood? This is not, that project has ended. Because it begins, it is. He shall what? Flee unto the city of refuge and flee. Amen. If it happens and you don't, you stay around, what will happen? Okay. Look at verse 6 now. Let the avenger of Lord pursue the slayer while his heart is what? Hot. And do what? Overtake him. Because the way is long, and slay him. Whereas he was not worthy of them. It is what has hated him not in time past. Amen. So you can see the thing, you know, it's not about fellowship, relationship. You know, it's not about, you know, carrying on your business. And he says in the midst of that, you didn't plan it. You know, because of something down the road. An accident. It happened. You know. So you can even see God has gone ahead and made a provision. So how does it apply to us? Whatever the situation, as the case may be, there is a provision made in the house. We're going to see that. There's a provision made. Amen. Wherefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee. And if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he has sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he has promised to give unto thy fathers, what will happen? If thou keep all the commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord and so on, then shall thou add three cities more for thee, beside this three. Amen. To make it six. Verse 10, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. Okay? But this other one now, we are not there. But if a man hates his brother, and so on, then we are not covering that one. That just is a different matter. Amen. Okay, so this begins to open up to us the principles of the city of refuge, why it is put there. Alright? We will see in our setting who is the avenger of blood. Okay, and in what setting can we apply it? Let's go to Joshua 20:10. Joshua 20, and read from verse 1. It's more, that gives us more information. The Lord also spoke to Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge whereof I speak to you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. So this means these cities were fenced and walled. So it speaks of a protection. There was a protection. And one of the things the devil will work very hard to achieve, and is working, is to make me bow to this protection. Things happen, as we will see as we go down the road. And then we begin to worry and wonder, are we safe? Are we protected? You know, and of course, they will say, that's happened to, are you more righteous than you? So you are going to be nice. You know, but we need to realize that we are in the city of refuge, and that there is a wall, and there is a gate. And not just that, there are other things that we will talk about soon. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote. No, I've jumped. Let's go back. And they shall, if he comes to the gate and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place, that he may do what? Dwell amongst them. Amen. Okay, so here he brings in the element of elders. Okay, there are elders in the city. There are other people then who will come to them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before what? The congregation. You see another group in the city of refuge. So I'm saying it's a protection, a wall, it's a gate. One, there is a congregation, there are elders in that city. Okay? And until the death of who else? The high priest. That shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come into his own city, and not to his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. Can I ask you a question? Supposing the high priest doesn't die. Supposing the high priest doesn't die. And you have entered the city of refuge. What happens to you? That means you forget your own house. You forget your own people. You have entered another prison. It's actually a prison you have entered. Amen. So sometimes some of us may complain about this prison. So everything is this MIS. I can't even drink water. I can't even drink. Have you heard it before? Oh, you have not heard it? I can't even. Amen. Well, the high priest is on the throne, so he says, forget. You know, Psalm 45 says that the king's daughter, that she will forget her people, forget her father's house. Amen. Okay, so it goes on to name the different cities. I don't have time, but I will encourage you, look at the different names of those cities. They have a lot of names, right? We don't have time to go into them. He appointed Kadesh. He appointed and Shechem. Maybe Brazil will talk about it when he has time. He talked about Hebron. You know what Hebron? Hebron is fellowship. And Hebron was the far, it was the native village from where Jerusalem grew. Don't you understand? So there's a long history in it. So maybe the day he has time, he will talk to us about it. Look at Golan, Ramoth in Gilead, Bashan. You know, those are, you know, depths and riches that God has provided. You know, verse 9. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel are for the strangers that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person on the earth might flee to them, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation. Oh, it's speaking about fellowship. You know, the congregation relates, you know, with the person. The person is given a place among the congregation. The elders are there, and as they interact, they're able to, they can stand. When he says, you know, stand for judgment, that means there's a covering that comes. So when you look at it, you get the principle of the body. Alright? Now, in the body, there is a high priest. And what is his name? So Jesus is a high priest of our profession. I hope everybody knows about that. You can find that in Hebrews chapter 6. Okay. Let's look at it, because we have young people. So let's make sure we give them the scripture. Hebrews 6. We'll come back to this. Let's just show you. So Jesus is a high priest. And the Bible says he is a high priest. Alright. Is it Hebrews 6? Huh? Hebrews 6. Go up, go down a bit. Or is it 5? Huh?
5:6-20.
Aha. We have, whether the foreigner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Okay, go back. So we see specifically that Jesus is a high priest. And when you give your life to Christ, you have entered into the city already. I want to, I wish I could open my heart and everybody's heart and put it inside. And do a surgery and put in that understanding that I am in the city of mission. So if in the night somebody starts shooting gun, say, what gun? What is he doing? I'm in the city of mission. Say amen now.
Amen.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about this city of refuge, let us address it properly. You know, we're looking at, doing foundation. We are still not entered the spiritual part. Now, this is the history we are reading. We are reading history as it happened. So, for some people, it was a reality for them. They were in a physical city. Alright, but for us, where are we? Our soul is physically in a city of refuge. And our body is on the earth, but because our soul is in the city of refuge, our body is automatically in the city of refuge. So that means, he says, the angel of the Lord does what? Has a help. There must be a protection. Amen. Now you must believe it. Now let me ask you, which option do you want to believe? That there is no protection. We are all dead men. In fact, we are living by the mercy of God. Let me tell you something. The mercy of God is that you are in the city of refuge. It's not that the devil can kill you whenever he wants to. No. The mercy of God is that I dwell in a strong city. And you can see all that happened in Eden. God was engineering and thinking and operating everything. That Adam never did anything. Did you tell you Adam planted anything? Did he bring the wife? Did he do anything? The Lord God. Has he changed? Jesus Christ the same today. He is the Lord. He never changes. Amen. Now, it's a problem for me because there's unbelief in my heart. My heart is hard. So I'm working very hard to increase the faith in me. To come into that understanding. Amen.
Amen.
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What happens to him? Gidiba. So that you do Gidiba. Do that with it. Gidiba. No shaking in the city of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The man said, though and who shall encamp against me? Oh, how happened? The heart shall not fear. Amen. He said, by my God, what? I have run through it. Amen. That my God, what have I done? I have climbed over the wall. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will trust in the name. Why? Because I am in this city. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, so the scripture is, so we're looking at the natural principle of city of refuge in Israel. Okay, where the avenger of blood cannot come. So to summarize this section, what we are saying is that the city of refuge is a type of the body of Christ. The city of refuge, you had elders, you had the high priest, you had the congregation, and then you had a fenced city with a gate. Amen.
Amen.
Outside there are many people running around. There are many avengers of blood. This is your one. There are many of them. They are planning how we are going to attack. How we will attack. No problem. They say, as long as the man is inside the city of refuge, nothing can happen. Then if the man says, every day, brown trouser, every day, brown trouser, can't I wear something else? And then you want to come out. There are many of them waiting. You know. Amen.
Amen.
God cannot protect outside the city of refuge. Do you understand? Some say, no, God can do anything. The protection is where? Inside. If I venture out. Amen. So may I understand that. And I need to be convinced. May I be so convinced. Amen. That the King is of Zion. Amen. And I wrote down here in red that there is no provision for the one man fellowship or ministry. Do you see any provision? There's nothing like one man ministry. Okay? So, for the upcoming brethren, alright, because you know it's always there. That problem is always there. I had a problem. Fefega, you remember about Fefega? It was there. I had one dream. And in the dream, I was laying hands on him and laying hands. He said, brother, come and sit down. He said, come and sit down. Come and sit down. The temptation is always there. You understand? So don't feel bad. Remember the day we were in the meeting and I was going to go prophesy and the brother he put me and tied my hand down. They sit down here. Amen. So there is no room for one man in this. If God anoints you, where would you be in this situation? Amen. And there will be a witness in the heart of the congregation that this one is chosen to be a carrier of the anointing and a messenger. Amen. Paul said that we don't need to write the epistle because the Spirit of God does what? We bear witness that we are. Amen. So I remember Brother Fred telling me, he said, look, wait, your time will come. This was 1983. I was writing something, said, brother, wait, your time will come. I said, what is this time that's coming? I was ready to run. I remember the story in Calabar, Brother Seal. I was doing this service. I came out to pray. He said, brother, I see God giving you a gift that you have run. Can you imagine? God is giving me a gift. I need to give you a car. I said, what is this man talking about? I know what I want to do. I know how to do it. He's telling me gifts and running. I just give it to him. Amen. So we all have gone through it. Brother, I didn't get to go through it alone. Amen. He will tell his own story and nothing. Amen. So what are we saying? that the temptation for a one man ministry is always.
Yeah.
There are different types. You can minister here and have one man ministry. Don't you know that?
Yes.
In fact, in 1985, I formed a ministry. I gave it one name. I won't tell you the name. 5 months after, God said, close it down. And I quickly ran and closed it down. In fact, the offering we took since today, I've not asked sister what she did with the offering. I just ran away. God said, close it down. I ran. Amen. So, the temptation is always there. But God is giving us the principles of the city of the church. God will give you a place. He said, He has set in the body.
Amen.
Do you read it? He said, He has set in the body. So, and so, and so, and so, and so. Amen.
Amen.
So, those of us who are growing, it's always like that. I remember the day I told my father, I said, all this rubber you have, let me take care of it. He said, guys, get out. Why do you always drive and go there? Look, I'm a young man, I can take care of the rubber for you. The rubber is there, I don't know what to do with it. Now, the rubber is there now, but I've not even got there to look at it. But when I was a young man, I told him, look, sit down, I'll take care of it. Amen. So as young men, you will want to, but a time will come when you will have enough. Amen. And right now, I don't even know what to do with it. Amen. So that is to say, there is no room for the one man ministry. Amen. The first person I heard it from was Brother Anofayara. He said, when God anoints you, you say, I said, how can this brother talking like this? I didn't understand him then. But thank God, we submitted. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to part two. We have 5 parts. Don't be afraid, you won't take time. But today is oil and wine in Zion.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So now we come to Zion. So we have looked at the cities of refuge in God. We looked at Eden, the principle. We have looked at the city of refuge as it is. So right now we are climbing. So we now come to Zion. So remember the soul, we're talking about the soul, the dwelling places and the fellowships of the soul. And we now come to Zion. We'll look at the natural Zion, the history, you know, the historical Zion. When I went to Jerusalem, of course you can trust, I had to go up there. I said, yeah, let's go. And when you climb up, you just be looking at the temple. You see it right there. You know. Of course, there are churches everywhere. There was also a church up there, right at the top of the hill. So there is a historical Zion. And they will tell you in Israel, in Jerusalem, there are 7 hills. Zion is the highest hill. Okay, and when you are there, you can see all the mountains, all the hills in Zion. By the way, some rascals also say there are 7 hills in Rome. Is it a mistake? There are also 7 hills in Rome. Alright, so now we are in natural Zion. Second Samuel chapter 5. Verse 7. What does this say? It says, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. Okay, so that's the, and David said on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and so on, we're not going to. Verse 9, so David dwelt in the fort. The fort is a stronghold. I called the city of David. And David built round about it. You know. And then David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. 1 Chronicles 11. Verse 5. 5, 11, 5. Okay. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, "Thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless," it gives you one more step. It's not just a hill, it was a castle. You know what was a stronghold? The castle of Zion, which is the city of David. So this is a very important description, because it's telling you naturally that Zion is a very strong place. And it was difficult to even conquer for David. They said, Jebusites, the owner said, "No way, you can't." So even if a force comes, all your whatever you are building will not stand. But nevertheless, David overcame. And now he's telling us it was a castle. You know, if you look at castles, if you travel in Europe, you'll see them at big places. Every castle was fenced and had only one entrance, usually. You know, and to get into that place, it was, in fact, you risk your life, because somebody is up there, he will throw fire, pour water, pour fire, pour all kinds of things on you. You know, so it was difficult to penetrate. That's the idea. You know, and David said, okay, have we read this before? Okay, I think we read part of it before. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so that is and that is, so this is the natural story of Zion. Let's go into the Psalms now. I'm going to read a lot of scriptures about Zion. Each one of these scriptures will bring in one truth, something extra, something new about Zion, about you, about the city where you dwell. Psalm 20. So the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, do what? Defend you. Read this one very well. Send you help from where? From the sanctuary. And strengthen you where? Out of Zion. That's where I have to come. See, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? It comes from the Lord. Psalm 15. Yes, we are reading a lot of Psalms. Psalm 50. So the mighty God, even the Lord had spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God had shined. Our God shall come, I will not keep silent. Amen. The fire shall devour, and so on and so on. So, go and read it. I have to go on. Psalm 48. Out of Zion, God has shined. In other words, He dwells in Zion. Amen. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain, beautiful for every situation in my life, is the joy of the whole earth. That's the whole earth is my soul. Amen. Is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for what? A refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it. So they marveled. They were troubled. And what? Hasted away. Amen. Fear took hold of them there. And pain as a woman in travail. That breaketh the ships with her east wind. Meanwhile, the man inside is trembling, but the man outside is terrified by Zion. He has run away. Amen. It tells you that the Arabs are coming. Meanwhile, there's no one of them around. They have all run away. Amen. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever.
Amen.
Amen. Many years ago, I was in the bay. I had 4 o'clock in the morning, and I heard this song. I almost went to heaven that day. We have taught us that loving kindness, oh God, in the midst of thy temple, according to thy name, oh God, so is thy praise unto the end of the end. Thy life and its full of righteousness. Thy life and its full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad. Walk about Zion, go round about Zion, tell the towers thereof that this God is a has to be a revelation. And when you have caught it, amen, we will dig deep inside Zion. We're not going anywhere. Amen. Okay, so that's Psalm 48. Try it. Spend time on it. We'll move on to Psalm 53. Go to verse 6. 6, yes, 6. You say, oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of Israel, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Amen. So he's telling you, sometimes there may be captivity, but we have to hope and know that God will bring back. Amen. Psalm 69, 35. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. 76:2. We're just running through. Look at this one. Say, in Salem also is his tabernacle. And what? His dwelling place. Where? In Zion. If God is in Zion, why do you want to go somewhere else? Why would I want to go somewhere if God is in Zion? Amen. And if we just jump small, jump and go to Hebrews, that will say, for you have come to Mount Zion.
Yes.
Not that we shall come. We are come already.
Yes.
I just wanted to jump small. We'll go back. No, 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 go back. Don't tempt me. Go back. All right. Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? My soul long a year, even fainted for the cause of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crying out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is where? In thee. In whose heart are the ways of God. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filled the pools. Look at verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. You have to dwell in Zion to go from strength to strength.
Amen.
If you move around, going around, means that you think that nothing is happening. Then we go and try again. But you have to be like, go and stay there when there is famine. Stay upon your God. Wait upon your God. Because you know you will go from strength to strength. Amen.
Amen.
The business is not working. Keep on going. Let God test you to change. Stay by it. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, it goes down, but I have to move on. Psalm 87. What does this say? This is a good one. It says, we sang it today. That's what I was saying. Someone was spying the notes I had made, either by spirit or natural. Well, thank God for the spying. His foundation is in the holy mountain. The Lord did what? Loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of the God. I remember this scripture very much. In 1980, some do you remember when did OIC come? Those days when they brought OIC, it was 83 June Buhari, December Buhari, December Buhari. They brought OIC. They said we should come and form National Association of Christian Party. I told my friend, I said, look, God showed me this. I said, look, let's go. The Lord did was loving the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. I said, I'm not going to any party. I must abide in Zion.
Amen.
Amen. So it was very clear in my heart that that party thing is not where we're going to. And it didn't solve the problem. So it says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Amen. Verse 5, and of Zion shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. Amen. That means sometimes you look at it, nothing is established. Don't you? You look at it, it's like, can't something happen? You see false. They say, wait a while, God will establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Amen. As well the singers as the players or instruments shall be there. All my strength. Ah, indeed. Amen. 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 102. Verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. You know, sometimes Zion needs help. Is that true?
Yes.
Sometimes it's like, oh, something has happened. Like the other day they came and stole my brother's car. Yeah? It was inside the kitchen. He went outside. One rascal carried the car around the way. He said, oh Lord, have mercy on Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Say, thou shall arise and do what? Have mercy upon Zion and upon our brethren. Amen.
Amen.
That the car will be recovered.
Amen.
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 For the time to do of favor her. Yea. The set time is come.
Amen.
For thy servants take pleasure in her stone and favor the dust thereof. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and then it goes on and on. 110 verse 2. We're trying to make somebody, get somebody interested in Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say? Okay. The Lord shall send, you see, the rod of thy strength. Where? Out of Zion. Rule down in the midst of thy enemies. Did you watch the video last night? There was a video game last night. Go on. Go on. Go on. Did you watch the video? Go on. They were digging up cowrie. Yeah, is it Manila? Manila? Pennies. You know? You look at the house, everywhere is poverty, everywhere. Anyway, that's what you're looking at there. The Lord shall do what? Send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Amen. Rule down in the knee. The man has been the chief priest of the village. But when he heard crusade, he said, I must go to the crusade.
Amen.
And he went there and gave his life. Amen.
Amen.
That is strength.
Amen.
That is power. Amen.
Amen.
The people that dwell in darkness have seen.
Amen.
Amen. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy strength. Amen. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever. Amen. Look at verse 5. The Lord at thy right hand shall do what? Strike through kings. In the day of his wrath, he shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head in victory. That's what happened in Assyria.
Yeah.
Broke down the cult, the groves, the shrine, knocked everything. And yeah, when they were baptized, before we were running, they lied them, they mind up. So who? Those who didn't even want to go, they are there. Say baptism. Oh yeah, baptism. They got born again right here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
That is strength of Zion.
Amen.
And this is the beginning. We have not started yet.
Amen.
Amen. So we are getting ready to show the strength in Zion.
Amen.
Okay. Check this one is very sweet though. Amen. 125. Alright, you will like this one. 125. They call it song of degree. You know what degree means? We are going from strength to strength.
Amen.
Whenever you feel down, go and read this song of degrees. You know, you just encourage yourself, you begin to rise up. They that trust in the Lord shall be what? As the man Zion. We do what?
Cannot
be removed. But what? You must believe it.
Amen.
Amen. As the mountains are all round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. From henceforth, evil for him. Is that true? Is that true? Go and check any organization that is prosperous in the world. There will see a Jew inside. Even Arsenal that won the cup. It was a Jew boys that were playing the football. Amen.
Amen.
Everywhere, just name anywhere, GIA everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God has put a blessing, even the physical Israel. How much more the spiritual Israel? Amen. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm 126. This one is very sweet, isn't it? When the Lord turns back
The captive ones of Zion, we were like them that dream. When the Lord come back, the captive ones of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then the mouth was filled with laughter. We sing again, sing again. There's the day among the heathen that the Lord has done great things for us. When the Lord comes back, the captive ones of Zion, even like them. Amen. Look at this verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us.
Amen.
Where we are
now.
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams. They that sow in tears shall do what? They reap in joy.
Amen.
They that go forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Amen.
Amen.
This is better than smoothie that has chocolate, that has what's the other one? That has what's the other one? This side, strawberry. This side. Is this one not better? Amen. Hallelujah. Be careful how you are doing all those things. Amen. Okay. Verse 128. Verse 5. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea! I want all the men to raise their hand. The sisters can also join them. Yea! Thou shalt see thy children's children. And what? Peace upon Israel.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Oh yeah, let's go small. Let's be tempted. Let's go small. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be what? Well with thee. Amen. Okay, if you have a wife, just touch your wife. Amen. Those who don't have, should I mention their names? Okay, those of us can just bless God. I say, Lord, I claim it in Jesus' name. The sisters can also claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thy house. And thy children, like what? Holy plants round about thy table. Behold, thy thoughts shall the man be blessed that beareth the Lord. Amen. Do you still want to go away from Zion? My God, this is the best. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 129. Amen. All those people, Sister Ruth, where is Sister Ruth? How many times did the Arab has come to your house? Oh yeah, look now. Say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not been. Did you see that after the Arab, Sister Ruth has become stronger?
Yes.
If I look at her, she's more pretty. I say, my God.
Amen.
Sister, don't be annoyed, but when I say, okay, this is a very pretty. Amen. The flowers flowered upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous.
Yes.
He had cut asunder the cords of the wicked.
Yes.
Let them be confounded
and turn back that hate Zion. No, I like verses. What does it say? Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which we gathered afore in glory. Where with the mower filling not his hand, nor he hand, but he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Amen. Neither they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 132 verse 13. I like this one very much. So for the Lord has chosen, Zion. He had, not he will, he had desired it, what? For his habitation, his house, his GRA, his resting place. This is my rest. You don't know what ever means. Yeah? Who is the oldest man in this room now? You look at me, say Sasa. Look at me. This is my rest, what? Forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
Amen.
Amen. Look at verse 15. I will abundantly bless her. I will satisfy her poor with what? Bread. And I will also clothe her priest with salvation. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to burn. I have ordained a lamb for my anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame. But upon himself shall his crown flourish.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 133. Amen. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to do what? Dwell together. Even in Nigeria, where division is running riot, we are in unity.
Amen.
And we must be in unity.
Amen.
I must be in unity.
Amen.
I submit to all my brothers.
Amen.
I submit to all my sisters.
Amen.
I submit to my wife.
Amen.
I submit to my children.
Amen.
I submit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 It's like the precious ointment upon the head.
Amen.
The round down upon the beard. Even Aaron's rod. Bed that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of heaven, as the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. That means they are lining up, they are carrying the blessing, they want to give it to you. Make sure you are not missing them.
Amen.
May the Lord help me not to miss. Amen. My leg must be fastened in Zion. 134. Amen. Bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. By night means when things are not working well. There's a song we will teach. He says, he is the God of the mountain. He is the God of the valley. He is still the God of the day. And he is also the God of the day. When things go wrong, and he is able to make them right. Amen. Do you want to sing just a verse? He is the God of the valley. When things go wrong. In the God of the Father. valley or mountain, good times or bad times, evening or morning, day and night, He is God of all. Amen. 135:21. Amen. 21. Say, blessed be the Lord out of Zion. We dwelleth in Jerusalem. Amen. You know, this one is just a song. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion. We dwelleth Jerusalem, blessed be the Lord Zion. We dwell at Jerusalem. Hallelujah, brethren, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O heart of Levi, ye that fear the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless him, ye that fear the Lord. Bless the Lord. There are songs in Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. We are transiting from Psalm to another prophet who is a song of Psalms. He has a lot of them. First Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, at the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. There's a song there, but I suspect you want us to sing it, but we'll move on. Amen. Hallelujah. 28. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, like Elimelech. Amen. And then he says, judgment, and so on, and so on, and so on. Amen. Okay, 26:1. Ah, that is the one. I have this somewhere. Okay. Ah, this one is very important. In this day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. Even that one is not a song. We have a strong city. Salvation with God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation will keep the truth may enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. And then it goes down and down. So let's move on. We're running against time. Let's go to 35. Isaiah 35. The wilderness.
and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. It shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feebleness. This is speaking to those of us who are, you know, who are gasping for bread. They say to them that what? That live in Port Harcourt. That for fearful. Even you go out there, they say that have kidnapped Joba. You just go to the other side. They say, they have done so and so. News all over the. And that's what the Bible says. Then with your ear, you will hear. But with your eye, you will see. But shall not come. Say to them that of a fearful heart,
fear not.
Be strong. Fear not. Please touch somebody near you. This is ministry to ourselves. Okay, so three, go. Say to them that of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God will be with us. He will come and save you. Amen. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened.
Amen.
And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
Amen.
Look at it. Then shall the lame leap, lame man leap as an hart. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall what? Become a pool. And the thirsty land, springs of water, in the habitation of dragon, where each lay down grass and river. Amen. Verse 8. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. Those fools, though they call them fools, shall not err again. No lion shall be there, no ravenous beast shall go up there, neither shall be found there. But what? The redeemed. This is the redeemed soul. Amen. The redeemed emotion. No more lion, ravenous, tearing everybody around. Amen. And the ransom of the Lord. I like this one. And the ransom of the Lord shall return, and shall come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. I come a singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon thy head. Again. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain, gladness and joy, gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall be away. I come singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, now, praise God. Amen. Things are getting better.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, where are we now?
We're in 40.
Psalm 40.
Yeah, Isaiah 40.
It's like we're going to end with this. Okay, praise God. Isaiah 40.
From 9.
Okay, you know the good ones, but let's run because it's time. 9. Oh Zion, oh Zion, that bringeth good tidings. Get thee up into the high mountain. Oh Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the city of Judah, behold,
behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his hand shall rule for him.
Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Verse 11, the temptation is much.
He shall see his blood like a shepherd. He shall
you, sir, I remember Sister Pat.
Amen.
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 Amen. My God. Amen. Isaiah 51. Verse 1 to 3. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Is that addressing anybody here? Ye that seek the Lord, look upon the rock from whence ye are here, and to the hole of the pit when ye are dead. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him alone. I want amen. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste. Was the Lord not there when the waste places started coming? And he will make her wilderness like what? And her days are like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving. And the voice of the Lord. Verse 11. Therefore, see it again. They repeated it. The redeemed of the Lord shall return. I will come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and mourning shall flee. So, Isaiah was very fond of this scripture, so he was writing it everywhere. Amen. Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Amen. That is the admonition this evening. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Amen. Look at the admonition. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy name, O captive daughter of Zion. For you have sold yourself for not, and you shall be redeemed without money. Amen. Amen. Okay, they want us to be 7 and 8. Okay.
Yes. How beautiful upon the mountain. The mountain at the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith to Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Amen. Break forth into joy and sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Israel. Amen. And then you can continue to read at home. 62. We are coming to an end. 62. For Zion's sake, we now not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness goes forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Amen. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by his name, which the mouth of the Lord shall proclaim. Amen. And thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, for thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land beautiful. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be thine. But a young man, Maria the baby. Okay. Show thy sons marriage. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God, amen, rejoice over thee. Amen. I've set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace. Online. Amen. These that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent, and give him no rest till he make, till he establish Jerusalem in praise in all the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine. Amen. For the which thou hast labored, but they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the course of holiness. Amen. It goes on and on. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just read one or two of Jeremiah, and then we'll begin to close. Amen. Jeremiah 3. So it's not only Isaiah. So we have seen David, we have seen Isaiah, we have seen Jeremiah, and 3, verse 12. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strange dangers under every green tree, and he hath not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, said the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Forgive them all, and I will give you brethren, shepherds, according to my hand, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, said the Lord, they shall no more say, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, to the land that are given for an inheritance to your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father, I shall not turn away from thee. Amen. Alright, so I think that it was like repeating, but I just wanted to show the depth of Zion, and that no one of us in this room has made a mistake. The children, both the adults, we have a good heritage, and we cannot but give everything to be planted in Zion. Amen. We need to tie our legs and our stakes. Let's close in the New Testament. Just read about two or three scriptures and then we'll pray. Galatians 4, 22-26. Galatians 2:4, are we there? 4:22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, is a type. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendered to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. There's always war and bombing. Amen. But now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. Amen.
Yes.
So we see that we're not speaking about natural Israel, because that is in bondage. We're speaking about the spiritual Israel, and we are that spiritual Israel. Hebrews 12. And this is a fitting place to end. Amen. Because not very soon from now, many of us will begin to have experiences. You'll be seeing some people in your house. Amen. So don't run away when you see them.
Amen.
Because God is breaking down the wall.
Hallelujah.
Verse, is it 19? Hebrews 9, 22. Hebrews 12, 22. But ye are come to where? Mount Zion. Not you will come, or you came, but ye are. It's a continuous. Is it so? Every day you are come. Amen. And we have already seen where we are coming from. We are coming from Zion. That's where we are. Amen. God has chosen Zion, his dwelling place. And he's the high priest. He is the king. He says he's the city of the Lord. He's not going anywhere. Amen. Unto the city of the world,
living God. Jesus told them, how come? He said he's the God of Abraham, he's the God of Isaac, he's the God of Jacob. If he is the God of all those people, therefore he's not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. Amen. Hallelujah. The heavenly Jerusalem. So how is it that you are in Port Harcourt and you are in heavenly Jerusalem? It's your soul that is there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The realms of your soul are under the shadow of the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. When people see you in the spirit, they run away because they can't understand it. It's the glory is so much. Amen.
Amen.
Look at this. That's where we are. Remember, we are showing that in the city of refuge, there are high priests, elders, congregation. You know so? And then the wall, isn't it? Now, this is our own city of refuge in the spirit. Look at the people there. And what? An innumerable company of angels. They are neighbors. And you say, I thought I'd be a big amen. Yes! It's just that God doesn't want you to see them. But I believe you begin to see them very soon. Amen! I tell you of the story. One of my friends, he showed me something of a brother who was going somewhere to go and, you know, correct his son. His son was not doing well. He was about to enter the plane, and then a porter came and said, "Hello, how are you? You are going to meet your son. Your son is okay. Your son is okay." The boy was afraid though, because here is a porter. I said, "Do you still want to go?" He said, "He wants to go." It's okay, board the plane. But how can a porter in the airport be boarding you? It's not the problem. Obviously, as time went on, he knew he was an angel. Hallelujah. We shall begin to see them. Amen. And even when you don't see them, they will be ministering to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. They told me a story yesterday in a few minutes. Something happened.
Yes.
Okay, I'm shaking her head. An angel came and brought the box and kept it outside and went to school. Amen. They locked the bag inside the car. Amen. An angel, the key was inside the bag, inside the Bonabuma, God bless you. Amen. Amen. The angel came, brought the bag, kept it, and walked away. Amen. He said, I think they saw somebody. He said it was a bad woman or somebody. One woman, he said, it's not the bag you're looking for, but it's like the way that woman saw the key here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, if we believe, we shall soon see. Amen. It's just that we are too far from Zion. Let's enter. Okay, wait, let me finish now. They will give you the testimony. They will tell you. Don't mind me. No, I'm just running ahead. They will tell you. They will tell you properly. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in Ephesians, it says that he will bring together in one all things, the things in heaven and the things on the earth. Imagine when Paul and Peter, all those people, begin to walk around you. Some of them are in this room now. You will do very well. You see them. Amen. The man said, while they were in the meeting, they began to see angels at the back of the room. Amen. I'm not telling you a story. I don't mind you, but I can even show you to you if you want. Amen.
Amen.
These are real testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
To an innumerable company of angels. To the what? General assembly and church of the firstborn. Every firstborn from Abel till now.
Amen.
They are there.
Amen.
And they're not there though. Yes. We are the God of the living.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men, made perfect. You know, so, you know, as we begin to arise in our inward man, to understand the environment of the inward man, we will begin to come into 22 and 23. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
You know, I was trying to show yesterday, you know, the outward man has kept the inward man bondage. That's how you know the carnal man, when the body rules your emotion and desire. It will change very soon.
the inward man will begin to rule the body. And that's a new law. You call it miracle. You call it the resurrected man. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the new life that is coming for us. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling. Are you not afraid? That speaketh better things. Blood that is speaking. Better things than that of heaven. The blood is speaking, shouting, ministering. Amen. And then it goes on and on. Hallelujah. Revelation 21. We'll end with that one. Amen. We should end properly, isn't it? Revelation 21. Hallelujah. Why did he take time to begin to describe, say there were four corners, four walls, the foundation, and all that? The foundation, metal, and all kinds of things. Amen. Is it not the city of refuge? It's time to tell you this is the city of refuge. Amen. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more. You know, the prophetic language, sea is humanity, America, CNN, BBC, all those people. That's the sea now. Amen. With the lies, hypocrisy, and everything, God is going to wipe it away. Amen. Amen. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, or Zion, coming down from God. It's being revealed. When you say coming down from God, can we look at some geography? Where is down from God? This is God. Agreed? If it's coming down, where is it coming down to? Into my soul. Amen. That's the geography of Revelation. He's coming down from the spirit down to my soul. Don't be looking outside though, that's the wrong place. Look inside. Heaven come down. You remember that song? I sang it in deeper line. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. My sins were washed away. All my night was turned to death. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. New Jerusalem is coming to you. It's coming to my emotion, my desire, my will, everywhere. It's been invaded. Amen. Look at it now. Prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. That new city has to come. Then the husband will come and marry. Amen. And I heard a very voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is in the soul. That's what it means. It's amen. And he will what? Dwell in my emotions, in my desire, in my will, in my heart. Amen. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. And do what? Be their God. Hallelujah. There's always benefit. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. He's a good God. There's always a benefit. He will not always forget to reward you. Amen. When you give a cup of cold water, you will not lose your reward.
Amen.
Amen. And God shall wipe away all tears. And there shall be what? No more death. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passing away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am what? Which kind of person is that? He is the beginning, is the end at the same time. And I will give unto him that is the test of the fountain
of the water of life. He that overcometh shall do what? And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. For the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and Babylon shall have their part. Hey. Amen. In the lake we burn it with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. May the Lord deliver us from verse 8. Amen. Amen. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the last plague. And he talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the last wife. Eh? And he carried me away in the spirit. To where? A great and high, which is that high mountain? Amen. And you showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven. Eh? Descending. You need to see it. The eyes of your understanding has to see it descending. He told Elijah. Elijah said, look, if you see it, you have it. But the Lord opened the eyes of understanding. I have to see it descending out of heaven from God. Have been the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And what? He had a wall great and high. Is it not that same wall? And had 12 gates. And at the 12 gates, 12 angels. And names written thereon, which are the names of the 12. Do you know those tribes? You know a man called Reuben? Do you know him? Reuben? You know Reuben? You don't know Reuben? See him there. 12 tribes. Well, two of them went. They destroyed everybody in the city. Levi and what's his name? They killed everybody. Instrument of wickedness. Wiped everybody out. Look at them. God has redeemed. Amen. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. Just say, God, open my eyes to see. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. That's the north, east, west, and south. That's it. Your soul. Amen. And the wall of the city has 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles. Amen. You must say, I never knew him. You. Look, be careful. I never knew the man. Hallelujah. He denied him hand and leg and everything. So look at him. He's ended up. Amen. The foundation. Hallelujah. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare. And the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Amen. Is that not the ark? That is the golden altar. That is everywhere. Amen. And he measured the wall thereof in 144 according to the measure of a man. That is of the angel. That's an angel man. Amen. Hallelujah. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, gold, and clear like glass. The foundation of the city was garnished with all kinds of stones, jasper, sapphire. That, by the way, that's where I went and got some names. Sapphire, chalcedony, emerald, sardonyx. Did you say sardonyx? Sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprasus. You need to read patterns to get all those names. Huh? The 11th, adjacent. The 12th, amethystus. There's one brother here who went and I captured it. Amen. Because it's a gospel. Amen. Amen. And the 12 gates were what? 12 pairs. And every several gate was one pair. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass.
Verse 22, I like it. And I saw no temple there. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb, what? Are the temple of it. No more idols. Amen. And in city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God, the light in it. And the Lamb is the light of the city there. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor. Amen. And the gate of it shall not be shut by day, or for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written. Amen. Amen. Balak said, let me die the death of the righteous. Because he saw Zion, he said, God, can I die like that? Can you make me like one of them? Amen. He said, let my last end be like this. Amen. I think we will close because there are other things, but I think God has dismissed us. Amen. Zion is unmatchable. Immeasurable. Pius used to teach us. He said, the days of church and denominations are over. Say, God has only one program, and that program is what? Zion. Amen. And I pray that we will all catch this buzzing of Zion. Amen. That we will see it and we will give our life for it. Amen. You know, somebody say you can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Amen. And you told somebody, say, look, if the thing fall upon you, to grind it to pieces. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold on. We usually pray, then we'll take questions. Let's pray, then we will take questions later. Amen.